Winnipeg. BGK remains 6 points ahead of St. Louis for the last wild card spot in the West.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, looks pretty good on the Valley Freeways right now. Hasn't been too tough of a commute this Thursday morning. Just wrapping up one earlier accident heading toward the downtown Las Vegas area on 95 northbound before Las Vegas Boulevard. On the surface streets in Henderson, an injury accident at Gibson and Sunset. And a pair of intersections in the southwest might want to steer clear of. One at Durango and Wigwam. Also an accident with injury in Mountains Edge Parkway at El Capitan. Wind advisory in effect this afternoon. We could see gusts up around 35 miles per hour. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with afternoon highs in the mid-70s again. 63 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fridays are something special on this program. We celebrate Fridays as no other radio program does, and tomorrow will be no exception because it's going to be a magnificent day. We're going to talk with Ron Futrell from 8 News Now about the opening of the baseball season. The Vegas Golden Knights run for a playoff spot. They're jockeying for position. Looks good now, but I will simply tell you it is changing nightly, and of course we'll have the very latest on the Golden Knights. This is going to be fascinating to see how this final 10 days, I guess, of the regular season plays out. It's going to be wonderful. We spend a lot of time talking about the southern border. And we've talked about it in terms of Texas, but we really haven't talked about it as far as the People's Republic of California. And I had a chance to visit with Virginia Allen. She's a senior news producer and podcast host for the Daily Signal. That's dailysignal.com. It's part of the Heritage Foundation. And I asked her, is the southern border of California where the new battle against illegals will be fought?
You know, I think it's going to consistently be fought across all of the border, but I will say you're right to say that there's a shift happening right now. And there's a shift because what we've seen from Texas is Governor Greg Abbott is making it harder and harder for individuals to cross the border illegally there. And so the cartels, they don't want to make it harder than it already is for them. Their network is very, very large, and so they're going to go where it's easiest, where the gaps are. And right now, it's very easy, as I witnessed, for illegal aliens to cross the border in California. San Diego, specifically the San Diego sector along California's border with Mexico, has had high crossings for a really, really long time. If you go back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, really, really high record. They were out of the nine border sectors. The San Diego sector was consistently for a long time the highest. Well, then they built a wall, and there were policies in place that really discouraged illegal immigration. That was back around 2010. And you saw those crossings in the San Diego sector really began to plummet. Well, now what you're seeing is a reversal of that trend, that policies are not being enforced. And because there are still gaps in their border wall, it's actually quite easy to cross in the San Diego sector. And I witnessed an individual walk very casually through a giant gap in the wall in a section of San Diego County called Otay Mesa. And that's happening every day, where individuals are coming through, sometimes large groups, but all directed by the cartels, because the cartels control the border on the Mexico side.
I was just going to ask you, because I was at the border in McAllen probably 6 months ago, and the one thing that I learned from Border Patrol and ICE and different people, that essentially the cartels are dictating to us what's going on along our southern border. Are you finding that that's the way it is in California now, too?
I mean, when you talk to individuals like Tom Homan, former head of ICE, Mark Morgan, Rodney Scott, former chief of Border Patrol, you know, when you speak to these people, they will all tell you without hesitation, oh, no one crosses the border illegally without the cartel's permission. And the cartels are calling the shots, and that's whether it's Texas, Arizona, California, across the southern border on the Mexico side, it is 100% controlled by the cartels, and their model is very sophisticated. They're well established. They're a multi-million, some say billion-dollar operation. And so, in California right now, I think the ease and what makes California specifically around San Diego an appealing place to cross is it's easier territory to cross. You're not combating the river of the Rio Grande like you have in Texas, and you're not having to walk for miles and miles through desert like you do in Arizona. And so you have a lot of, if you can get to Tijuana, there's a lot of infrastructure there. It's pretty comfortable. And then it's not too far to cross the border and make it into San Diego, again, where there's a lot of infrastructure, transportation. You can get a bus, you can get a plane. And so that's part of the reason why crossings way back in the 70s and 80s were so high in and around San Diego. And then when they cracked down, you saw the result of that, that a plummeting. But right now, because there isn't that enforcement, what you're seeing is, again, really, really high crossings. And I was fascinated. I'm always interested when I meet illegal immigrants to ask them, where are you from? It's often my first question. And the majority that I met were not from South or Central America. They certainly weren't from Mexico, but folks from Cameroon, from Mali, from Russia, from the nation of Georgia, all over the world, and it's still a lot from Colombia, a lot from Ecuador, but you have individuals who, you know, the word is out that if you want to come across the border, you can. And I spent about 4 hours at a location in San Diego County where they're doing street releases. Border Patrol, the sheer numbers, they're overwhelmed, and there's not somewhere to take these individuals, and so Border Patrol's just releasing them daily onto the street. So in a four-hour period, there were two buses that pulled up, Border Patrol buses that pulled up, and about 60 illegal immigrants got off that bus and, you know, were asking for help with directions. Where do they go? Can we use your phone to call a family member who's going to help me figure out where I have to go next? And like I said, those individuals were from nations all over the world. And that's not a rare occurrence. You know, that was on a Thursday morning, and that's happening every single day in the city of San Diego, but it's consistent.
That was Virginia Allen from the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal. Check it out, dailysignal.org. Dailysignal.org. We'll make it easy for you. You can check out some of her research. It's really fascinating. That's going to just about do it for today. Tomorrow, we'll continue to follow the Vegas Golden Knights and their run for a playoff spot. Ron Futrell will join us from 8 News Now. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Go, Knights, go!
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 402-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call ProPrice.
O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Ship update. Guatemalan president. Reparations at the UN. And March Madness kicks back up. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, it's being reported that that cargo ship suffered a severe electrical problem while docked for 2 days before the crash. An official at the Port of Baltimore said those 2 days they were having serious electrical outages. It was a total power failure, loss of engine power, everything. She said refrigerated boxes kept tripping breakers while mechanics had generators running while they were trying to fix the ship. 10 ships are stuck inside the Port of Baltimore, can't get out. We also have found out that of the 8 construction workers, 3 are Mexican nationals, 1 from El Salvador, 1 from Honduras, and 2 Guatemalans. Speaking of Guatemala, Kamala Harris in 2021 went to Guatemala, stood next to the then president, and said to the people of Guatemala, "Do not come." But the people of Guatemala knew what was really going on. And since then, there have been 709,000 encounters of Guatemalans at our border. Those are just the people we know of. While Guatemala's new president visited the White House, he was asked if his people heeded Kamala Harris's plea 3 years ago. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "Well, I don't know. You do the numbers." The new president was in D.C. He told the Biden administration that the U.S. needs more economic investment in Guatemala. He said Guatemala needs more factories, work that can begin to produce and create jobs. That's fundamentally what we're most interested in. The Biden administration committed another $1 billion on top of the $5.2 billion. They've already committed to Guatemala. The Secretary General of the United Nations, a socialist from Portugal, like literally he was the president of the Socialist Party. He was the prime minister of Portugal, called for reparations for Africans. Descendants of enslaved Africans and people of African descent are still fighting for equal rights and freedoms around the world. We call for reparatory justice frameworks, to help overcome generations of exclusion and discrimination. Don't keep your eye off this. If we vote certain people in office for a long enough time, this absolutely will happen. March Madness kicks back off tonight. Of the 16 teams remaining, the lowest seed is an 11, NC State. They had to beat a 6 and a 14 to get here. The lowest seed after that is Clemson at 6, and Gonzaga, San Diego State at 5. Other than that, they're all top seeds. The team that most people chose to win their brackets, UConn. 26% of people picked UConn to win it all, more than the second and third place teams, Houston and North Carolina, combined. The championship game is next Monday. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
For the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Thursday, the collapse of social order in America is not hard to see. Foreign nationals treated better than working and poor citizens. Violent criminals going unpunished. Skin color preferences dominating universities and many companies. It's all on vivid display. One of the reasons the USA is in steep decline is poor leadership. We give politicians power to solve problems, not create them. President Biden single-handedly trashed immigration law by opening the border. That was insane. And that led to a variety of horrors, including a massive influx of deadly narcotics that are killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. Yet despite the visible and provable carnage, Mr. Biden shows no remorse or even a desire to stop the madness. And his party, the Democrats, back him faithfully. But Biden is not the primary problem. The biggest danger to this country is the mindset of voters who will cast ballots for him in November. Tens of millions will. As the cliche goes, what are they thinking? Likely, many of them are focused only on themselves. Also, a lot of voters are apathetic about our national weakness. Weakness that's causing death and destruction. The folks who accept the dangerous disorder we are seeing are the real problem in this country. But they will never acknowledge that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Charles, the Daniel Penny case in New York, and the murdered cop, Jonathan Diller, underscore the problem with the administration of criminal justice. Voters support mayors and DAs who do not prosecute crime, because the criminal justice system is racist. Nothing will change unless the voters want things to change. That is one of the best emails we've gotten, Charles. You nailed it 100%. My message of the day is, unless the voters of this country wise up, we will continue our descent into chaos, carnage, and violence. Down to voters. Janet, concierge member, Bragg is pushing this case against Daniel Penny because he's white and the victim is black. I can't say for sure. Mitch Feinsod, Panama City, Florida. You are absolutely correct, O'Reilly. RFK Jr. will definitely pull votes from Biden. He's cut from the same cloth as the rest of the Kennedy clan. He's a Democrat and will help Trump get reelected. We'll see. He's going to be there. RFK is going to be there. Not good news for Biden. Dean, thank you, O'Reilly, for keeping the truth alive. As much as I appreciate your efforts, however, the corrupt media is winning the battle. Wish it were not so. Maybe. We're on the ascent. We're on the rise. But you might be right. I'm fighting a good fight. Raymond Spitzer, Ajo, Arizona. Bill, thank you for highlighting and teaching self-reliance. My church does the same thing, so the concept is not dead. I'm glad. Church has got to get more involved in contemporary life, you know? Absolutely. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Today is Holy Thursday, a time when millions of Christians honor the Last Supper of Jesus. Here is the history behind Holy Thursday. According to Scripture, the day before the Nazarene's execution was vital to the faith he was developing. Within a span of a few hours, Jesus ate the Passover meal, held the first Mass, created the priesthood, was betrayed by Judas, taken to Jewish elders, and eventually Roman leader Pontius Pilate. The following day, the Nazarene was sentenced to death for blasphemy, but the real reason was political retribution. The humble stone cutter from Nazareth had become way too powerful. Thousands were following him, instilling fear in Jewish and Roman authorities. Early Christians began celebrating Holy Week in the 4th century. The specific rites and rituals were formalized by the Vatican in the year 800 AD. The 72-hour period is the most penitent time of the Catholic calendar. And here's something else you might not know. Today, Holy Thursday is celebrated all over the world in different ways. Guatemalans create religious art using sawdust. In Jamaica, cracking an egg into a glass of water brings good luck. For the Germans, it is illegal to dance. Nightclubs in Catholic areas close between Thursday and Easter Sunday. Violating that order sometimes carries a €1,000 euro fine. In France, church bells are disabled until Easter. Scandinavia, the holiday is connected with the persecution of witches. Children go door to door for coins and candy. For folks in the Philippines, Holy Thursday means no television. Most stations go off the air. Here in the USA, 10 states recognize Holy Thursday as an official holiday. According to a recent poll from Rasmussen, 70% of Americans will honor Holy Week. But just a third view the crucifixion and resurrection as a religious event. Back after this. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to freedom to all. The bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O, .com. Freedom20.com. Use code Bill for 15% off.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.